You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Paper Rain Project is a business that works with artists and creators to make art goods that raise awareness for social causes. The company aims to provide high-quality sustainable products such as skateboard art and fair trade clothing. Lillian spoke with co-founder of the Paper Rain Project, Indigo Greenlaw, about the company and how it raises awareness for social issues. She began by asking Indigo to explain who she is and what it is that the Paper Rain Project does.
Hey, I'm Indigo from the Paper Rain Project. I am co-founder of this company, but I work with a small but amazing team of staff and artists to create art goods that create and raise awareness for social causes. This is namely in the form of skateboard art and fair trade clothing.
Brilliant. So, that sort of answers the next question. What is the Paper Rain Project?
The Paper Rain Project is a small social enterprise-based business. We call it a giving back model. So we use art to create skateboard artworks and clothing, also a range of hemp tote bags, working with a number of different artists. Each artwork is paired with a social or environmental cause that we donate some profits back to. But we also love sourcing goods through fair trade organic suppliers, or we also make all the skateboards ourselves, so from recycled wine barrels or locally grown macrocarpa and recycled Rimu.
We'll come back to how it works, but how did it start? Where did this sort of idea for this come from?
I was studying fine art 9 years ago down at Canterbury, and my boyfriend at the time had his skateboard stolen, and I thought it would be a really cool idea to find a deck and paint it for him and gift it to him for his 21st birthday that year.
Very cute.
Well, I found a gentleman in Nelson. His name is Chris from Kotahi Longboards. He was shaping boards from recycled water skis, and I bought the first board from him and painted it and gave it to my boyfriend at the time. And I really enjoyed painting on that medium, so I bought 3 more and sold them, and then bought 5 more and sold them. Eventually I moved over to recycling skaters' used maple skateboards, and then Wills came on board in 2013 and 12 and started developing our recycled wine barrel boards and working with different timbers.
And so when did it become a sort of, you say it was, you know, you're dealing with social issues and those sorts of things, when did it become a project about that?
Well, it originally began with our supply. So as soon as we started making our own boards, we wanted to do it with wood that was found within New Zealand, not imported. And then when we started producing clothing, we were very fussy about it having to be fair trade and organic. And the company that we found were making a business model out of working with women out of sex slavery and prostitution in India. They're called Freeset, and we loved that their business had more purpose to it than just creating clothes ethically, which is great in itself. So our production's always been along the lines of giving back through that production. But then art has always been used as such a great way to communicate different issues, and a lot of the artists that we now work with, Michael Tuffrey, for example, he uses his artwork to talk about his passion for sustainable waterways and cleaning up waterways and coastlines. Mika Still uses her, she's a guest artist of ours as well, very talented, uses her artwork to convey that she's got an illness, and she uses it to communicate that about invisible illnesses and all the people who suffer from things that aren't so obvious to the public. It's always been used as a method for communication. So it was probably only a year or two after we founded the business in 2013 that we created the first artwork that donated some profits back to a cause. And that was the Maui Dolphin board with Auckland artist Ella Quaint. We then did a series of boards with a local brewery who made barrel aged beer, and we made board art from those barrels, and that supported local wetlands rehabilitation. I guess in a sense, there is enough stuff in the world, and we, neither of Wills and I, the co-founders, are that into fashion or things. We're very into art, so we wanted to create things that help to create good and support good things and have good production. It just feels a bit more meaningful.
And so you are supporting both sort of local and global causes.
Yeah, so we try and do everything as much as possible in New Zealand, and ultimately we would love to use New Zealand grown hemp and make our clothes in New Zealand, maybe even employing you know, people who have struggled to find employment or something like that, bring it much closer to home. But for things that we import, like that we've recently started selling a wool range called Zanati, they support women out of poverty in Nepal. So anything we do import, we want to make sure that gives back over there. But all the charities that we support through a margin of the profit, those are all within New Zealand.
And how did you come to make those connections overseas?
The